by special recording. General Mills, makers of Cheerios, the oat cereal ready to eat, and Wheaties, breakfast of champions, presents The Lone Ranger.
Yep, I learned a lot of Spanish from the Mexicans in New Mexico.
Jay?
Yeah. I know how we could kill two birds with one stone.
How's that?
I heard the express stage is bringing in the payroll for the Leeton Mining Company from Stockton. Now, we could hold up the stage, grab the cash, and then swing over and interrupt the cattle drive by stampeding the herd.
Say, that's a good idea, Alex. That's what we'll do. I'll lead the gang as usual in the holdup. Then we'll go after that herd and make them stampede. The way I plan it, a lot of cattle would get killed. Believe me, I'll never let up on those cattlemen.
That same day, the Lone Ranger and his Indian companion Tonto rode toward Leeton, accompanied by the masked man's teenage nephew, Dan Reed. As they rode through the nearby hills, Dan finally broke the silence.
Was the bank robbery at Leeton the last crime committed by the Mexican outlaw leader and his gang, sir?
Yes, Dan. That's why we rode down this way. That Mexican outlaw has led his gang in many holdups in this territory.
Ah, and report we get, say, same gang by the cattlemen.
Yes, they stampede herds, poison water holes, sometimes even shoot cattle grazing on ranges.
Ah, that's right, Kemosabe.
The Mexicans' gang is a menace to the entire community. All the ranches west of the Pecos are worried. Some of the smaller ranch owners have been forced to give up entirely. That gang must be broken up as soon as possible. Come on, Silver.
Get him off the car. Come on, Victor.
That afternoon, the Lone Ranger and his two companions camped in the nearby hills. Dan Reed rode to Leeton for supplies and drew rein in front of the general store.
Oh, Victor. Oh, steady boy.
Why don't you look where you're going? Come slamming in here, knocking packages from people's hands.
Sorry, I'll pick up your package. Here it is.
All right, come on, come on. I'm not going to stand here holding this door all day.
I can't get through till this maverick cowhand steps aside.
I'm not in your way. Go ahead.
All right. My arms weren't full of packages. I'd teach you not to go busting into places.
I'll wait until you put down those packages.
Get going, Harold. Go on. Never mind wasting time on this young jackanapes. Get that stuff on the buckboard.
All right, Paul.
Well, young fella, seems like you almost came to blows with young Corey.
Well, that was up to him. I'm not looking for a fight, but if that's what he wants, it's
good for you. You look husky enough to come through a fist fight with Hal Corey.
I noticed an ugly reddish scar on the back of his right hand.
He's sensitive about that. Must have got it in a fight sometime. Never did find out. Oh, those Coreys are strange people. Just the two of them.
They own a ranch near here?
Yes, the Bar C. Not a cattle ranch, though. They raise mules. Won't have a cow on the place. Both the father and son seem to be sort of mean-natured. Never talk much to anybody in town. Just get what they come after and leave without as much as a howdy to anyone. Well, young man, what do you want?
Later at camp, Dan told the Lone Ranger and Tonto about Mr. Corey and his son. Then Tonto went to the cafe to pick up what news he might hear and to make inquiries. When he returned, he told about the big cattle drive.
If the Mexican outlaws gang hears about that drive, it may mean more trouble.
Ah, that's right, Kemosabe.
That's the sort of thing they've been up to for some time. Tonto, at dawn, you and I'll follow the herd until it's well on its way.
Am I going with you, sir?
No need for that, Dan. We'll come back here as soon as we're certain there's no further danger.
The following morning, after the Lone Ranger and Tonto left, Dan Reed mounted his horse Victor and rode leisurely along the trail away from town. As he rounded a bend, Dan saw the express stage coming toward him in the distance. A moment later, he was startled to see outlaws ride from a thick grove to intercept the oncoming stage.
Outlaw!
Dan quickly turned Victor to one side behind some large boulders.
Come on, Victor, come on! Oh, Victor!
From his position behind the boulders, Dan cautiously watched the holdup. He noted that the outlaws were masked, and he decided to follow them when they left, to find their hideout and report it to the Lone Ranger.
There they go. Come on, Victor.
The outlaws rode along the main trail for a short distance, then turned onto a side trail, leaving tracks which Dan could easily follow. Finally, as he topped a rise near the trail...
Oh, Victor, hold on.
Several horsemen appeared with drawn guns.
I'll use my rope to tie him.
As Hal tied him, Dan's eyes suddenly rested on an ugly reddish scar on the back of the outlaw's right hand. The boy looked searchingly at Hal, then at the outlaw leader.
Why you look at us like that, amigo?
No reason.
I noticed he was looking at both of you sort of funny, boss.
Now wait. I know why he's looking at us. I've seen this fella before.
Where have you seen him?
At the store day before yesterday. I noticed then that he looked at the scar on my hand.
She, I remember. What, I reckon this young maverick knows who we are, so there's no use putting on an act any longer.
All right, speak up, you. You know who we are, do you?
I do now. You're the Corey.
What are we going to do with him, Jay?
Take him with us. We'll head for the valley where the Circle R Callahans are driving the big herd. Let's go.
Get up there.
Get up. Get up.
Continue our Lone Ranger adventure in just a moment.
Oh, that Bobby is a boy of nine. He can really hit that line. He's a star because he knows he's got go power from Cheerios. Yes, he's got go power. There he goes. He's feeling his Cheerios. Cheerios. Cheerios.
That's Cheerios, the cereal shaped like little letter O's. And those O's stand for oats. The good grain Cheerios is made from. Every delicious spoonful of Cheerios and milk is real muscle-building food. Each spoonful contains vitamins, minerals, and proteins your body needs. Yes, those good things in a Cheerios breakfast do good things for your body. Help you have healthy nerves, good red blood, strong bones and muscles. You can see that Cheerios is made to give you real go power. So make sure you have a Cheerios breakfast every day. Then you'll hear people say,
he's feeling his Cheerios.
Now to continue. Dan Reed was captured by the outlaw gang and taken with them when they left to stampede the cattle. Meantime, the Lone Ranger and Tonto, keeping the herd in view, rode along a tree-covered ridge overlooking the valley, unseen by the herd riders.
A short distance beyond here, Tonto, is the end of the valley.
Ah.
On the left side, beyond the end of this ridge, is a deep gully, so the herd will have to be turned to the right to avoid it. If the herd should be stampeded there, the cattle would pile up in that gully and die like flies.
Ah.
We'll ride ahead and look over that particular place. Come on, Silver.
Get him up! Stop!
In a thick grove on a hill to the right of the valley overlooking the gully.
Oh, there.
When the herd starts out of the valley, we'll let loose and start them stampeding. Make sure the cattle swing to the left toward the big gully yonder. Then drive them over the edge.
Right. Yeah. What about this young hombre, Paul? You said you had a way to get rid of him and make it look like an accident.
Yeah, that's right. Take him off his horse.
All right, easy. What? Come on, you. Get off your horse.
What are you going to do?
Wait and see. Now what, Paul?
Use a piece of rope to bind his ankles. Then tie a loose knot.
Why a loose knot? He might get free.
I figure on giving him a chance, Hal. Tie his wrist with a slip knot. We'll lay him across your horse in front of you. Then we'll run the rope under the horse and tie it to his ankles. That'll hold him on for a while.
What's the idea?
You'll ride out in the path of the herd. Use your knife to cut the rope that passes under your horse. The young snooper will fall off, and you get out of the way fast. He'll be able to get his hands under the slip knot, and maybe he'll have time to untie his ankles. If not, well, that's too bad for him.
Good idea. Help me, Alec.
Yeah, sure.
Together, the two outlaws carried out Jay Corey's instructions. Then Hal mounted.
What? I'm ready, Paul.
All right, men. Lift the boy and put him across the horse in front of Hal.
Yeah. Right.
Lift him. Come on. Let's go.
There. I'll tie the rope.
Yeah. In a moment, placed on his stomach across the horse in front of Hal, Dan was secured and helpless.
That's it, Hal. The herd is coming close. Get going.
Right.
Get him.
Jay Corey and the gang watched with interest as Hal rode out into the path.
carrying the helpless form of Dan Reed in front of him on his horse.
They're hurt just around that bend. Ho, ho, ho. Here goes. Good luck, Snooper. Oh, here!
As Hal hurriedly turned his horse and started back, the animal stumbled, throwing the young outlaw. The watching gang saw Hal drop Dan Reed from his horse. At that moment, the herd rounded the bend and started from the valley.
All right, start yipping and shooting. Driving to the left. Get him on it. Get up there. Get up. Get up. Hey, wait. Wait. Oh, oh, oh. Hold it. How's horse through it?
Hey, smoke, he'll be trampled along with a young hombre. Look out there.
Oh! Oh, get up. Run, you fool. Run.
Across from the gang on the left side of the valley, the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode down the end of the ridge to the rim of the gully, just as the shooting started.
Look, Kimisabe. Gang at Edgegro. Them stampede cattle.
We'll try to turn the herd from the gully.
Kimisabe, look. Two men in path of herd. One of them try hold on to horse.
They need help. They'll be trampled. Try to turn the herd from the gully. I'm going out to help those men.
Dan Reed freed his wrists and worked frantically until he had loosened the rope on his ankles. Then he stood up and glanced at the onrushing, crazed Longhorn.
Help! Oh, my ankle, I can't stand up. Maybe I can help. Oh, hold there. Oh, hold. Try to get on this horse. Maybe we can both make it.
You aren't going to leave.
No, come on, boy.
Dan pulled on the bridle and led the frightened horse alongside Hal, who had gotten to his feet.
I'll help you, Mom. Hurry.
Oh, my ankle. I can't. We'll be trampled.
Cry. Hurry.
Oh, no, it's no use.
At that moment, Dan heard a familiar ringing cry. Dan turned and saw the speeding masked man racing toward them.
Hold that horse, Dan. Hold him.
The masked man saw Dan grab the bridle of Hal's horse as Hal clung to the stirrup strap. A moment later, with the herd fast closing in, the Lone Ranger reached Dan's side.
Hold it. Hold it. He's got a big fellow. Here, I'll lift this man to my saddle. There. You ride his horse, Dan, and hurry.
They're almost here, those cattle.
Come on, fiddle there.
Come on, boy.
For a few brief moments, the Lone Ranger thought they'd all fall victims to the thundering herd. But finally, they were barely clear of the stampeding Longhorns when the herd thundered past.
Hold it. Oh, help, help.
Dan told what had happened while Hal sat with a strange, sullen expression on his face. When Dan finished, the Lone Ranger spoke sharply.
Boy, you really don't deserve the consideration Dan gave you out there. Anyone else would have left you to die. Now take your gun. After we capture the rest of the gang, you'll be turned over to the sheriff along with them.
Meantime, Tonto and the cowboys managed to turn the herd from the gully to the open plain. Then the point riders and the Indians rode with blazing guns to face the Corey gang.
Get off, stop!
Jay Corey and his men, surprised by this unexpected maneuver and realizing that their plan had failed, turned and disappeared hurriedly over the ridge without having seen the rescue of Dan and Hal. Later, as they rode toward the ranch, Alex was saying...
Holy smoke, Jay. How can you just ride away with your own son lying trampled out on the plain?
Shut up, Alex. Well, Hal's gone, and there's no use hanging around to be caught by those cowpokes. After that hurt passed over him, there'd be nothing much left of either of them. That boy is gone now. You can take over the gang and the ranch. I'm going to pack up and leave.
We're all mighty sorry about Hal. You know that.
Sure, boy. Never mind all that. Just don't mention him again. What's done is done. Get up. Get up.
Later, Tonto brought the cattlemen to meet the Lone Ranger, Dan, and Hal.
You all right, Kimisabe?
Yes, Tonto.
Mister, the Indian told us how you came to help us in case the outlaw gang started trouble. We want to thank you, and the Indian, too, for what you did.
We're glad to be of help.
Great day. Isn't that Jay Corey's son, that hombre lying over there?
Yes, that's Hal Corey. His ankle's badly injured. He and his father, the leaders of the gang, have terrorized this territory.
Are you sure?
Yes. If we pick up the gang's trail and it leads to the Barcee Ranch, that will be final proof.
That gang is good at covering trails.
It may take a little time, but I think Tonto will be able to follow their track.
Corey and his horse, men. Then we'll follow that gang and see where the trail takes us.
Later that day, Jay Corey sat at a desk in the main room of the ranch house at the Bar C. The rest of the gang stood nearby watching as Jay silently counted cash taken from a canvas pouch.
Looks like we made a big haul for getting that payroll.
Now that Hal's gone, I'm giving up grabbing cash. But I'll always hate those dirty ranchers. I'll never give up trying to get back at them.
Yes, you will. Hey,
a
mask,
hombre. He sneaked the door open.
I'll get him. Pull it.
No, I'm him.
Use your guns, men.
Don't be hasty, Corey. I'm coming.
Hey, look. Men with guns at the window.
Drop your guns, all of you.
All right. We haven't got a chance. Drop them, men.
Bye. Now, look. There's the payroll pouch from the stage.
All right. You got to stay direct.
Doesn't matter now. Your ornery cattle trampled my son of Hal to death today.
No, Corey. Your son is all right.
What?
He's waiting outside.
Hal? Alive?
Yes, and so is the young man you tried to send to his death. We'll be at your trial to testify against you. Now, you ranchers and your men will be able to handle these crooks. Take them to the sheriff in town.
Don't worry, mister. We'll make sure they get there.
Good. Adios, everybody.
Goodbye.
Good to see you all later.
All right, men. Round them up, tie them, and we'll start with them to town.
All right, come along, you're
going. I don't savvy that mask, hombre. Why is he here?
I don't have to answer your questions, Corey. But you might like to know he saved your son's life, along with the young fella you tried to kill. I reckon you Coreys will remember him a long time. You see, he's the Lone Ranger.
We'll return in just a moment for a word about our next exciting Lone Ranger adventure, Drawl of Death.
Cause champions are made, not born.
Yes, sir.
Get on your way.
Get on your way.
Get on your way with Wheaties.
It's good to know that champions are made, not born. Gives us all a chance. For instance, let's go back to 1943 and listen to the story of champion Mickey Mantle of the New York Yankees. Mickey worked hard to learn the game. As he got on his way to fame, he practiced batting, learned to throw. And Mickey knew what champions know. Wheaties for breakfast, away you go. No wonder Mickey's got all that steam. Mantle and Wheaties, they're still a team. Why, Mickey Mantle grew up on Wheaties, been eating them since he was 12. So good for a guy. There's a whole kernel of wheat in every Wheaties flake.
Come on, Mickey, belt that ball.
And suspense, you'll definitely want to hear. Be sure to listen. The Lone Ranger, a copyrighted feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, is created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Foy. The Lone Ranger is brought to you by General Mills every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this same time. Be sure to listen. This recorded program has come to you from Detroit. This is ABC Radio Network.